Jazz up your life Sunday to Thursday with Yo Dye on All That Jazz.
Now we like to do
and you, people call your music is the future of jazz.
Well, I think that is something that I never think of. I think jazz is going to develop in all kind of direction, and it always will. So to call it the future of jazz, I think is something, if people want to call it that, so okay. But for me, I never think of it. That would be totally stupid. So I never think of it like this. I just want to interact with these musicians I have, and that we make as good music as we can.
To you, jazz is the past or the future or in present?
Oh, it's jazz is just a part of the musical landscape, like it always has been. And to try to find, to name it like new jazz or neo jazz or, I don't know. I never think of it like this. But for me it has something to do with the improvisation and interaction between musicians, that they create something together. And this is what I find beautiful with improvisation, is that you can meet someone from a total different culture with a total different background. Then you interact with them and you can actually create something beautiful together. Even you don't even have to speak the same language, you know? conversation and interacting, I think, is that it's what I like the most of music. And to call it jazz or to call it... I just call it music, basically. There is different things. I mean, Median, Nearly Invisible Stitches, and then also the first cover song I ever did called True Love Waits, which is a Radiohead song.
You don't very often to do cover songs, but why you do Radiohead cover?
Well, that is because I think it's a beautiful song.
So you listen to Radiohead?
Yes, I like Radiohead, yes. And... and it also it's very nice with the pedal steel guitar and the bass, and so we just decided that we wanted to do a cover for the first time, and so we just did that one, and yeah, it's a beautiful song. It's a song only. I mean, there's so many beautiful songs we could do, like Moon River, maybe the most beautiful song in the world. So, but we did Radiohead instead. Yeah, and from earlier things, I don't even remember the name of the titles of the music. maybe Little Indian, which I had to rename now because it's woke time. Mm-hmm. So now it's called Maya, but it's called Little Indian still. Mm-hmm. There is a live album. It's called Streamer. Mm-hmm. Which I think is very good, and that is live album, and there's a lot of music there which I think is, so if you can find that Streamer album, there's a Little Indian version there is they can listen to everything if they like. would say, from Streamer. Maybe some calm stuff like from Hamada, something very beautiful. Wilderness, which is a drum and bass thing. I was into drum and bass at one time. Thank you. From ER, there is one called Only These Things Counts with a very nice, good friend of mine and a fantastic singer called Sitzel Andresen. Only These Things Count, and softer. I don't listen so much to my old music, so it's difficult.
Fading new day dawn.
in the car, and then you have to pack all the instruments. And that's like perfect. So won't be much time for selfies and things after. I'm afraid.
Thanks for your time.
We have really
enjoy this.
So maybe we take a selfie.
Like a selfie, yeah.
Why not?
Maybe. Yeah.
Can you come and take a selfie with us?
Yeah, this is cool.
Thank you very much.
Oh, pleasure.
I see you in Norway.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely.
Okay.